dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. NFL Power Rankings today. Stan Whistle today. Shrine Coaches named today. State tennis, state softball, district cross country, all kinds of athletic things that we're not good at.
What athletic things are we good at, Doug?
I don't know. Less and less all the time.
There's no doubt about that.
Might approve that. But glad to have you along with us. Don't forget the Dent Popper inbox is always open for you. That is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can email to us, or you can give us a buzz, 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy, what did you think of the debate last night?
Wow, it was awesome, and I, you know what, didn't see it. I got to see some of the after shows, I guess. And you know what, it's weird because everybody you talk to...
You mean like this morning?
No, like last night. I did get to see some of it last night. And everybody you talk to from, there was a Democrat, Obama won, just huge, unbelievable. Anybody from McCain? McCain dominated. I don't know. Does those deals ever come out? Does anybody ever win in the landslide and everybody agrees, well, I should have probably done something different here?
You have been somewhat paying attention. Yes, our friends in England always have a way to bet. And now there's always, with the computer and offshore, whatever you want to call it, with the computer stuff, there is a way to wager on this presidential election. And Obama is a...
6-1 favorite. 600 to win 100.
6-1. That's hard to believe. They're trying to make us believe that it's neck and neck, and now they say in the last week or two that Obama has really pulled away, and you can see the odds going. It used to be what? 330?
Well, it was 230, and then with one week it jumps another 100, and then another week it jumps almost $270. So
and because of this, we are sending you on special assignment for the next few days to get the pulse of America from a wagering standpoint.
Yeah, I'm going to get the pulse of America. I'm gonna head west.
When are you going to? You think you'll have a pulse all weekend?
I hope to.
Daddy's taking tomorrow off, but a special college and NFL selection section from the Big Daddy tomorrow.
I think we're going to have to do it from out west.
City of Lights. Daddy will be there, and we will get the very latest from the big fella on the program tomorrow. But today, we already have a World Series participant, and it is the Philadelphia Phillies.
You know what? I think the Dodgers just, did they not want to go back to Philadelphia?
Well, I brought that up last night.
You brought it up.
And berated for it.
You brought it up last night, and then the more you watch the game, boy, they just seem disinterested, I thought, a lot of the time.
Yeah, why should we fly all the way back east to get our butts kicked and then come back? And I thought it was legit. A lot of people didn't. What'd you think?
I thought total at 6th, 7th, 8th inning, there just wasn't. There's got to be a sense of urgency at some time when your back's against the wall, and I didn't see that.
You know what I thought it was? I think the Chicago Cubs are far-reaching in the way they affect things. I mean, the only way fate could have it for the Cubs to get swept out is then for the Dodgers to look miserable so that the Cubs look even worse by being swept by the Dodgers who couldn't score against the Phillies.
Or
it's just far-reaching.
Well, I don't know if it's that far-reaching.
Oh,
but
yeah, it is.
It could be that you put so much emotion and so much stock into beating the Chicago Cubs.
Did they? They just hit the ball. How much emotion was there? I mean, they were such blowouts. It wasn't like it came down to a ninth inning contest or a 1-0 victory.
Or can you over focus on one series and then lose sight on the next task at hand?
Oh, I think so. And I think it was a little easier for the Phillies too. They jumped out 2-0 at home. They did lose a game in Milwaukee, but you know they won 3-1. Phillies have been in a comfortable place throughout the playoffs. Even Tampa Bay can't say that after dropping the first game to Boston. But they have been in a comfortable place throughout the playoffs.
I saw even in this morning, Vegas Insider had an interesting article up when you bring up Tampa Bay a little bit. In February, 150 to 1 a year ago in February, it came down to, well, 2 months ago, still, 2 months ago, you could still get 50 to 1 on the Rays. They were still 50 to 1. Before the series, they were 12 to 1. Now they're the 1 to 2 favorite to win the World Series.
What were the Royals?
150. I think the Royals, the Pirates, and them were all three 150 to 1. And people say, well, Danny Sheridan had them at 1 million to 1. You cannot walk into any sports book and get a ticket that says 1 to 1 million. It doesn't happen, people. Anybody that thinks it does, it doesn't happen. If you get 150, you get 200. That's as high as it's going to go. And I would assume that, you know what, there's people out there that, several people from Florida that visit Vegas, that, yeah, I'll take $5, I'll take $10. Let's go crazy and put $20 on. You know, there's tickets out there that have Tampa Bay. And then the sports books will take a punch in the face when somebody like that comes through. Doesn't take a lot of money to take a punch in the face.
Punch in the face, I tell you what. Well, I'm sure you'll be hearing all the stories when you go out there this weekend. Daddy, good news, great news. This time of year, we find out who the Shrine coaches are, and most of the time, fortunate with our fairly large coverage area that someone from the coverage area has been named. And I can tell by the reaction on your face, no clue, right?
No, I don't have a clue.
No clue.
But you have to be
in a... Wait a minute. Save that soundbite, would you?
But you have
Derek,
to be...
I don't have a clue.
But you had to be an assistant first, correct?
Well, no. I mean assistants, head coach, assistants, whatever. Yeah. The head coaches are not necessarily from our area, but a couple assistants that we know. Jeff Gross of McCook will be the head coach of the South team. Mark Bramer of Pierce will be the head coach of the North team. Bramer's assistants, Fred Dosher of Schuyler, Todd Rice, North Platte, which is unusual because he's only been the coach there a couple of years at North Platte High. So kind of an unusual selection there. And Luke Gideon from Burwell, whose team is unbeaten this year in their first year of eight-man, mind you. There's another eight-man on the south side. The assistant coaches to Jeff Gross, Rick Nordhues of Syracuse, Matt Terman, former Husker, from Omaha Scut, and Glenn Snodgrass of Overton.
Oh, congratulations, Glenn.
Dang, you talk about a step up in class. Glenn Snodgrass is going to join us in our next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're also going to talk to Stan Whistle of Elm Creek as they get ready for their Battle of Unbeatens with Kearney Catholic tomorrow, and our NFL Power Rankings all coming up.
Now, I must ask you this, Doug, and maybe you don't know that. Did Glenn Snodgrass participate? Did he participate in the Shrine Bowl?
No.
I thought maybe he would have been a likely candidate to participate that year.
I don't remember. That would have been 1994. Shrine Bowl, the 94 Shrine Bowl. 94 Shrine Bowl. We'll ask him. Much more talented as a coach.
I don't know. He's pretty good as a player.
Well, and the thing is, remember, he went to college to play basketball. You know, a lot of people think football, and I know he was in the eight-man All-Star game in Hastings, which he has coached, but I don't think he was in the Shrine Bowl, but we'll ask him. But, again, went to play basketball. Volleyball tonight, UNK is at Adams State. The new regional rankings are out, the first regional rankings, and this is what's important. This is what decides who goes into the NCAA tournament. Take a guess, and we'll look at it after the break. UNK is tied for 7th in the country. Guess where they're rated in the region?
Well, this is going to be like 5th.
We'll take a look at that. Hastings College is home tonight, trying to bounce back from last week's loss to Dort when they host Dana tonight at 7:30. Nebraska volleyball crushed Baylor last night. Talk about a team that got on a plane 15 minutes before the match. They rolled into the Coliseum, got their butts whooped, and were home like in an hour somehow to Waco. It was like unbelievable how bad they got crushed last night by the Huskers. But not as bad as Concordia last night. They got beat 25. Let me check on this, Daddy.
Well, I appreciate that. No.
I got to check on this real quick.
See, I was See, I was going with the Baylor reference to, like, no compound has burned down that fast. No. And
yeah. Wow. Nothing from Waco has been destroyed that fast.
There you go.
Okay. Got you. Doan beat Concordia last night 25-9, 25-11, 25-8.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, Concordia, you're taking on the Luplac Conference champion this weekend. Good God. I hope you were missing some players, because if you weren't, oh my. Oh my, my, my. Triple oh my. Glenn Snodgrass's alma mater. We'll talk to head coach Glenn Snodgrass right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walker, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
Install a real tile floor in a day. Hi, this is Scott from Builders. Snapstone is a revolutionary floating floor system that locks together over your existing vinyl, wood, or concrete floor. Unlike traditional tile, Snapstone requires no mortar or underlayment. You just snap the tiles together and grout. Come learn more this Saturday at Builders in Kearney, where a factory rep from Snapstone will be offering a free clinic starting at 11 a.m. this Saturday at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
They are the second most dreaded words your boss could utter.
I'm in charge of the company Christmas party.
What do you do? What do you do? Well, in and around the Hastings area, Smart Party Planners place a call to Quality Hotel and Convention Center. Gatherings large and small are handled quickly and efficiently, making you look like a hero. Quality Hotel and Convention Center even offers low holiday sleeping room rates. Call today. Quality Hotel and Convention Center, Osmond Drive East in Hastings. Hastings' only full-service hotel.
Saturday on the Westwood One College Football Game of the Week. It's a Big 12 showdown in the heart of Texas as the number one ranked Longhorns host the 11th ranked Tigers from Missouri. This is Kevin Kugler. Joins Harry Bowden and me from Austin, Texas for what promises to be an offensive shootout between the Tigers and the Horns. Texas, Missouri. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
It's a college football doubleheader Saturday. Vanderbilt, Georgia at 11. Missouri, Texas at 6:30 on ESPN Radio.
Hello, this is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up around 61 with southeast winds developing at 5 to 15. Tonight's skies will become partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunder shower possible. Lows stay around 40 with a south wind of 5 to 10. On Friday, we'll see a high of 65. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 45.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to give you a chance to get qualified for the Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway in Denver. Broncos game December 7th against the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, we give you tickets, accommodations, a little cash, ESPN Radio and Cunningham's Journal, the Lofton Courtyard. We'll give you that chance a little bit later on in the show today. But as we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, the 2009 Shrine Bowl coaches have been selected, and assisting on the South from Overton High School, our buddy Glenn Snodgrass joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, hey, congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot, Doug. I was pretty excited to hear about it last week.
Glenn, I guess I...
Come on. Ask him.
Ask him.
Well, okay. Let's get it out of the way, because I want it to be a feel-good. I want it to be a feel-good interview.
Well, Glenn, I was just going to say, are you glad they did this before you played Bertrand?
Well, I kind of had a feeling that you might bring that up, Daddy, so I appreciate it. You know, I was kind of getting over that a little bit, but, yeah, I'm glad they decided that before the Bertrand game.
Holy cow, Glenn, Bertrand actually got a two-point conversion. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. We won't talk about that anymore. Did you play in the Shrine game?
No, I did not play in the Shrine game. I did play football and basketball in college,
yeah.
but I never got into the Shrine Bowl.
Glenn, obviously, just the excitement, again, to be around Jeff Groves, some other great coaches. What was the first, what was your first thing that you were really excited about?
Well, they called me about a week ago and asked me to be an assistant. I said, of course I would, and they didn't know who the head coach was going to be at that point, but they said they thought they had a real good one. Well, I kind of got on the internet and looked at some previous coaches, and I saw that Coach Groves hadn't been the head coach yet, so I was just really hoping that he'd be the guy they'd pick because, you know, I've been a head coach my whole life, and I've never really had a chance to learn from a really good head coach. I've kind of taught myself most everything I've done, so I was super excited to get to coach under Coach Groves, and then also Coach Norhues and Thurman as well. So it's just going to be a real great learning experience for me, and then also, you know, a lot of fun.
Glenn Snodgrass joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, announced today that he'll be an assistant for next year's Shrine Bowl. What have you already done in this week since you were informed of this? What some of the things that your responsibilities, I guess, are and that you've already looked at, maybe even talking to some other coaches that have went through this?
Well, we just found out who the other head coaches or the other coaches were a couple days ago, so there wasn't a whole lot we could do. We've all been in contact with each other, and Coach Groves is kind of, you know, we realize that we've all got a season to coach right now, and, you know, going down to the playoff run and everything, we've got a lot of important things on our plates right now. But, you know, he asked at the same time if we could just kind of start thinking and keep our eyes open a little bit for players in our area and players at our level who we think we can could make it in the Shrine Bowl. So, you know, we're definitely all focusing on our seasons right now, but in the back of our mind somewhere we're thinking a little bit about what players have the ability to play in the Shrine Bowl.
Well, Glenn, I think that's one thing that's really exciting is when they include coaches from the eight-man level. And you know from seeing, you know, Cale Barnes stands out in the game that you guys played, but there's several players in the eight-man level. You know, it comes down to, well, we're going to take two or three eight-man players. Well, there's a lot more probably deserving than some of the Class A and B coaches realize.
You know, it used to be they didn't, you know, eight-man didn't get much of a look at all, and coaches as well as players, you know. 10 years ago, there was almost no eight-man coaches who ever got a shot at it, and then recently there's been a few more. And I've always thought that, you know, there was a lot of eight-man guys who were capable of playing. You know, last year, the Konacek kid from Clarkson, yeah, he showed that he's as good as anybody in the state out there playing defense. So there's definitely a lot of eight-man players who are deserving, and I'm glad that they've started to include, I guess, the eight-man kids and coaches a little more than they had in the past.
Glenn Snodgrass joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, named an assistant for next year's Shrine Bowl. And as you mentioned, Coach, you still have a season that you are trying to get through here, and you've got a game tomorrow right here on ESPN Radio against Amherst. They had a defensive battle last week with Bertrand, and your team has been maybe even a little stronger defensively now with some of the personnel changes because of injury. How are you looking at this game?
Oh, it's a big game for us, definitely. You know, with Amherst beating Bertrand last week, it kind of opened up that district race for us a little bit. And I guess right now, I think the way things look, we kind of control our own destiny. If we can win our next two, I think we'll have the district. So it's definitely a big game for us. And we're probably two totally different teams right now, which is, you know, strange for the history of Overton over the last 10 years. We're a spread it out, throw it around team, and Amherst is more of a pack it in and run it right up the gut type of team. So it's definitely a big game for us, and our kids are just really excited to get back in that district race again. And, you know, the way things are working out with the points and everything, if we don't win this game, we probably will not be in the playoffs, period. So it's a huge one for us, as well as next week's game against Alma.
Glenn, fill us in on the injury situation. Are you getting anybody back at all?
Yeah, we're getting a little more healthy. You know, Jared Hodson, he is out for the season. And then Brady Cox, he was one of our starting nose tackle and one of our better offensive linemen, and he's also out for the season. We've had a lot of other bumps and bruises. Tyler Hanks is probably our best lineman, and he's kind of back to 100% now. And we're kind of slowly getting a few little things back, but it was a deal where for a while there we were starting a completely different lineup every week, and now this will actually be 2 weeks in a row with the same eight guys starting on both sides of the ball. So we're kind of getting more used to our new position. You know, in eight-man football, you put your best eight guys out there. You know, we've had a freshman, Jacob Olmstead, who has started at four different positions for us this year, and that's a lot to ask for a freshman. So he's pretty excited. He's playing the same spot 2 weeks in a row, actually. No.
Chatting with Glenn Snodgrass, the head football coach at Overton. They're getting ready for Amherst tomorrow. And, yeah, you look at the points, Daddy. Not only if Overton wins the next two and gets the district, and they're automatically in, but they're sitting right on, I believe, the 30th spot, and they take the top 32 if all works well. So a huge game tomorrow. You touched on them a little bit. What are your concerns when you go up against Amherst?
Well, they're just a big, strong team. You know, this is the first time I've coached an Overton team where we're just not physically big. You know, we've got, you know, Tyler Hanks, I mentioned, he's a big, strong kid. He's 215 pounds. He's the only big guy we've got on our front. So I guess slowing down their offense is going to be the key. You know, Bertrand had a lot of success with it last week. But whether or not we can stand up to just their brute force going right up the middle, that's going to be the biggest key for us. And then they do some pretty good things offensively. They're pretty diverse in what they do. They're definitely a running team first, but, you know, they've got a lot of different formations, and they do some kind of funny things that we've had to adjust to a little bit this week. But I guess probably just their size and their brute strength is the biggest thing that we're trying to work on simulating a little bit in practice, which we can't do. But that's our biggest concern, I guess.
Sounds to me like you need to call up Brent Streeter. He'll dial you in defensively and have you ready to go.
Wow.
I'll give him a call. He's obviously they did an unbelievable job of defending us. They ran a different defense than anybody has against us. But thanks for bringing that up again, Daddy. I appreciate that.
Hey, Glenn, congratulations on the Shrine Bowl appointment, and best of luck tomorrow night in your football game with Amherst.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Talk to you later. Glenn Snodgrass, head football coach at Overton, on his way to the Shrine Bowl as an assistant coach.
You know, for a young coach, the things Glenn, and he's done it with some pretty good kids, too. And Glenn will tell you that. Glenn will be the first to tell you that, hey, I've had some talent around me at Overton. But, boy, you look at a win-loss standpoint for a young coach like Glenn Snodgrass, it's really second to none in the state.
Doing a great job and developing a lot of that talent as well. And it sounds like they're going to be a little thin in the upcoming years. They're going to have to really do some developing here to stay where they have been.
Well, about three more years, and they'll get some McCarters rolling through.
They just keep rolling over. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Stan Whistle's going to join us from Elm Creek.
You want minutes.
Smells great.
I know.
Shh. Oh, sorry.
How many do you want?
Four.
Okay, he wants four. Now, Dave, you?
Four.
Okay, four.
Well, you want sauerkraut with that, buddy?
Grilling goes perfectly with golf, as long as you're watching it at home. So this weekend, invite some friends over, get some Kingsford charcoal, and grill it up.
Who needs tickets to the game when you've got a grill, good friends, and a backyard? Tailgate at home with your favorite food and Kingsford Match Light Charcoal. It's the instant light charcoal that has the perfect amount of lighter fluid built right in. It lights fast and burns long to make sure your food is grilled to perfection every time. So grab your friends and family and fire up the grill for a winning tailgating event. Get fired up for the chance to win the ultimate tailgate experience. You, seven friends, in the New Year's Day bowl game in Orlando. Go to ESPN.com, keyword search, tailgate.
The foundation of a sound marketing plan begins with an estimated cost of production. In recent weeks, AgWest Commodities has helped dozens of Western Corn Belt producers determine per bushel breakevens for 2009. Let us assist you in determining your next year's cost of production. Give us a call, 866-WE-HEDGE, or email your request through our website, goagwest.com.
You gotta goagwest.com. Goagwest.com.
like the way that sounds, you'll love how it tastes. A steak cooked exactly the way you want it, alongside jumbo bacon-wrapped shrimp. Sort of hits all the right food groups, doesn't it? It's also Skeeter Barnes' Thursday night special. It's a hit with your budget, too, because it's only $13.99 tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Now there are four more reasons to dine with us. They're called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 Interchange, Kearney.
Friday night means live high school football action, and we've got you covered in Week 7 on ESPN 1460, Overton battles Amherst. On ESPN 1550, Grand Island Northwest is at Adams Central. On 1230 AM, Hastings St. Cecilia is at St. Paul. On Power 99 FM, Kearney Catholic is at Elm Creek. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Kennesaw is at Franklin. And don't forget, you can hear every single game on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com every Friday night.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up around 61 with southeast winds developing at 5 to 15. Tonight's skies will become partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunder shower possible. Lows stay around 40 with a south wind of 5 to 10. On Friday, we'll see a high of 65. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 45.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the weather is just right to work in the yard, because you can kind of put that, you can put your sweatshirt on, or you can put, you know, it's not a coat. What am I looking for here? You know, it's kind of your winter jacket. It's your winter jacket you can put on.
Sweater vest, if you will.
You sure you're going to Vegas, or are you going to that yearly man-holding convention that you go to, you freak show? See, you know what? Oh, wow. They don't wear sweater vests at Curbit, Daddy. I'm going to tell you this. You know why? Because they actually work.
Ooh.
It's not a fashion statement to them.
They're men. They're 40.
It's a fashion statement how your business or residential area looks, not how they look. And so they go all out for you to fall in love with your home all over again. Go to Curbit.net. Pick out the design that you think will work. Get that free estimate, because now's the time to get your home or business looking well again, so you don't have to do much this spring. Just get some flowers, get some shrubs. You want to complement the color of your home or business, Curbit, a continuous and free-flowing landscape edging, which allows smooth, graceful curves, straight straightaways, and round circles that add beauty and value to your home.
Uh-huh.
It's low maintenance, adds definition, guaranteed for a full 5 years.
Fish, barrel, bang.
For a minute there, I thought I was describing some of what you were doing this weekend, but continuous and free-flowing landscaping, smooth, graceful curves, straight, straightaways, and round circles that add beauty and value to your home. Matt and the gang, they love, I mean, they're just working their tails off for you, folks. 237-4805. And if you want to know more, it's free to check them out on the internet. That's why they're there. You can see what they can do for you, and you're just going to go, wow. Curbit.net. Curbit.net. Daddy, a sophomore kicker, Alex Henry, Nebraska's only first-team selection on Phil Steele's midseason All-Big 12 team. Who makes up stuff like this? He's made 8 of 10 field goals, 24 of his extra points. Offensive tackle Lydon Murtha, nose tackle Ndamukong Suh, second-team picks. The publication listed guard Matt Slosson, defensive end Zach Potter, Armando Murillo, and kick returner Niles Paul as third-teamers. Marlon Lucky not among the six backs.
Out of Phil Steele's knowledge, do we have any idea who the quarterback was of that first team?
No. Well, we can check on that, but not on this little story. Give some credit to Omaha.com for reporting that late this morning, just as something that they happened to just throw up. So we'll do that, and we'll let you effort it. What do you think?
Okay.
All right, you efforting?
All effort.
Coming up, our NFL power rankings. Daddy's worried. He's worried as he gets out of town this weekend. It is a great football game tomorrow night on our sister station, Power 99 FM, at least on paper. But, Daddy?
That's why you play the game, Doug.
They don't play it on paper. A battle of 6-0s, Elm Creek taking on Kearney Catholic at Elm Creek. Pregame will be at 6:30 tomorrow, kickoff at 7. And we are pleased to be joined by the head football coach of the Buffaloes, Stan Whistle, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing today?
Well, we're doing outstanding.
Good.
Does a coach look as? Do you look forward to the game like this as much as, say, the fans do?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, it's always fun to coach in the big games, and I know our players are real excited about playing in a big game like this.
Stan, I've got to ask you, and I tell people this all the time, and anytime we do a Kearney Catholic game, I bring it up. That offense is so diverse and so different than what you'll see any other game this year, and that's including if you make a run to the state finals in football. How do you prepare and how do you get everything else out of the kids' head that you've taught them all year and say, scrap it, we've got to start over at base one?
Well, Daddy, most of our planning this week has went into making sure our food buffet up in the press box is up to ESPN radio standards, and I think you're going to be disappointed this weekend, but I understand you got to go out and recon the pulse of our nation as we head into the home stretch of this election.
Oh, man.
Hey, Doug, you probably remember that old press box. You'd probably rather be there on the plywood and the old 2x8.
Boy, only if the wind's howling and the rain's falling, my friend. Maybe a little ice on our backside.
So hey, seriously, that star offense, though, is a real thing, and it's tough for us because our scout team, you know, really cannot simulate it very well in practice, so I'm not sure we get a very good look at it with our varsity guys. So, yeah, it's tough, Daddy, to prepare for that thing, and I think defensively, when you look at them, that's one thing you have to make sure of, that you really have to be aligned correctly, because it just takes one play for them to hit the long one on you.
Stan Whistle joins us here as they get ready for Kearney Catholic. Coach, you have played this team. It's been a little while, but you have played this team, and you've been familiar at least with your coaching staff of what they do. What will or what is the toughest thing to prepare for in a game like this?
Well, I think... Bernie and their coaches have done a real good job. They spread you out, and then they're pretty balanced with their run-pass ratio. And so, you know, you have to stop the run game. You must prevent the long pass, be aligned correctly, and probably the whole key in tying that all together is that you tackle well out in the open field.
Stan, I think that is a very good key, and keeping people in front of you as well, because I think if you make them drive the field, I think you hope for a holding or you hope for a false start to back them up and put them in a hole. But defensively for you guys, it starts up on the line, and we saw that against Ravenna, and that's something you guys have had success with throughout this whole year.
That's very true. You know, I don't put a whole lot of stock in the statistics, but our scoring defense, I've heard a lot of coaches say, is probably the number one statistic, and we've done a great job with that. And by the same token, our kids are smart enough to really understand that if they get out ahead of us, a touchdown or two Friday night, not to panic. It's a long game, and stay in there, and we'll keep working at it. I guess you think of the stars there, and I still believe that you have to be aligned correctly. Your structure's got to be sound on defense to get them stopped.
Chatting with Stan Whistle, the head football coach of unbeaten Elm Creek. But yet, Stan, I have to think that especially the kids may be feeling a little disrespected. You're not necessarily, even at 6-0, ranked in all of the top 10s across the state.
Well, it's for those of us that have ranked us, that's kind of nice recognition for our kids. But like every coach, when they talk about it, doesn't matter what level, college or high school, the ratings this time of year are just that, ratings, and we'll see where we're at the end, and that's what counts the most.
And if you take care of the next 2 weeks, that won't be a problem.
No, that's for sure, because we've got quite a lineup here these 2 weeks.
Stan, I've got to wonder, in the back of your mind, you've got a quarterback that can throw the ball, and he's got a strong arm. Do you ever see this game and envision it being maybe a shootout?
If it's a shootout, we're probably in trouble, Daddy. So I try to keep that vision out of my head. No, Foster's done a real good job this year at quarterback. And of course, all our skill people know them. Derek Hubbard at fullback, Derek Foster at tailback, Brian Hubbard at split end. They've done a great job. But, you know, we've got guys up front of that have worked hard and really filled in well to replace some guys we lost to graduation. And, of course, Jake Meyer at our all-important left tackle position has had a terrific year on the offensive line.
Stan, did you have any indication entering this season that Derek Hubbard would be the fullback that he is and carry the load like he has?
Yeah, I mean, he's a two-year starter for us, and he worked his tail off in the weight room this year, and it's really showed for him.
Hey, Stan, as you get ready for this football game, setting it to 6-0, you get to play the last two here at home. And I just want to let you know, Derek Foster, Foster Meyer, Derek Hubbard, you know, all these names that intertwine, I get tongue-tied, so I'm going to have to get there a little early tomorrow, all right?
All right. Well, maybe we can talk about some other guys then.
Well, this is a football team, Daddy, that has allowed only two touchdowns to an opponent twice this season. They had Loup City way down, and then, of course, the Ravenna score went to overtime, but everybody else has been held in check. Has that been, Stan, the last question for you, the most improvement on this team has been your defense, or have you seen some other spot that has really come a full circle since the start of the year?
I guess one thing that stands out to me, and we haven't talked about our offense a whole bunch as a team, but we've been able to take care of the football and limit the penalties, and we've had great effort to finish our blocks, and I think that's really been a positive for us is to win that turnover ratio.
Well, we'll have to see if the weather holds up. Looks like it'll be another great night for football, and Stan, we look forward to a great matchup between the Battle of Unbeatens at your place Friday night. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck.
All right. Well, thanks for the coverage, and I know our kids will give a great effort tomorrow night.
They always do. Thanks, Stan. Stan Whistle, head football coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, joining us here. That should be a good one. Should be good. We've been fortunate that, the games we've covered have been competitive all season long. Hope the fans enjoy that as well. But Elm Creek's got a nice little stretch here. Kearney Catholic, Cambridge at home. You know, this is going to determine a lot. Is Elm Creek for real? Is Elm Creek 6-2 and gets into the playoffs and has to make some more noise? I think we're going to find out a lot. I mean, this is going to be a true test for Kearney Catholic. They have taken care of the other opponents in the district almost better than the Stars have when you look at it head-to-head.
Do you look at the offense? Or I guess, take that back. Do you look at the first quarter as just a total confidence and a total people hanging their heads from the other side if one team jumps on the other in this ballgame?
No. I think that's the beauty of this, is that both teams have the capability of coming back. But, again, it's easier for a throwing team, supposedly, to come back than it is for a running team. But Elm Creek can grind out some drives on you, and they're going to hit Kearney Catholic. And this, you know, Kearney Catholic survived the Cambridge test, and that, I think, is why a lot of people are putting maybe the Stars rated because they beat Cambridge, and Elm Creek, you have to play a Cambridge team, and they only have played one team with a winning record. And that went to overtime with Ravenna. They've played three teams that are currently 3-3 that they're hoping get that next notch up to help their wild card points.
Well, I think the defensive line is going to be critical for Elm Creek, and if they can contain Michael Klingensmith, because once he gets outside, he can run around on you, and then he can pull up and throw the football down the field, and that's bad news. You know, it doesn't matter if you're Elm Creek or if you're Ravenna, who it is, he can throw the ball down the field. You've got to contain him.
What's fun to do at this time of the season is pull down the playoff points, and as we prepare for Overton Amherst and Kearney Catholic and Elm Creek tomorrow night, it's fun to pull it down and go, where is this team? Where are they setting? Who would they play? And we've sketched that out, and it's not an exact science. You never know exactly what the state's going to do, but going strictly from an east-west, no regionalization, but strictly from an east-west, and it was a little easier to do it in C1 because the cutoff was right at 32. Chase County would be the last team in, which I can't believe, is a 3-3 football team for the way they started. They really struggled early. They were getting washed out by some teams, but they are 3-3. They would be the last team in the West. Hardington Cedar Catholic would actually be in the West, just edging out what on my little map. You see, you like that? It's not a PowerPoint, but I think they're just west of Stanton. Stanton would be the first east team in, and Hardington Cedar Catholic would be the first west team in. So Hardington Cedar Catholic and Blue Hill would be the 1-2 seed.
So if I could jump in here, Creighton and Plainview in the west. I mean, that's just wow. That's just. Yeah. Okay.
So here's just kind of a quick Hardington Cedar Catholic and Blue Hill, 1 or 2, and Chase County would be 16. The 15th seed team would be either Southwest or High Plains, which is Clark's and Republican Rep Valley, Southwest out of this same district. The third seed right now would be Kearney Catholic, and they would draw either Southwest or High Plains. The fourth seed would be Elm Creek, possible rematch with Loup City or Cross County, which is Stromsburg. Cross County and Loup City are the 12-13 seeds. Plainview is the fifth seed. The sixth seed right now would be Cambridge, and they would draw North Platte St. Pat's. The seventh seed right now would be Ravenna, and they would have a rematch with Fullerton. in the first round of the playoffs. And the 8-9 seeds, Thayer Central, which is Hebron, taking on Creighton. That's how things would break down unofficially in Class C1.
Just weird to see where that line, you know, that's one of the, it's one of the kind of the fun things too, is to see where that line falls and what of those Northeast powers are going to be in the west side of the bracket. And look at C1, obviously.
You want some more?
Plainview Creighton. Love it. Love it. I want some
now,
more.
Kearney, by the way, is number one right now in Class A.
With two losses.
Yeah, but remember, the next two teams aren't going to help their points out. Norfolk 2-5 and Lincoln Southeast 1-6, I believe it is. In D1, as we draw this up here somewhere, I'll give those to you after the break. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Daddy has his NFL power rankings, and we'll talk a little more football after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Progressive.com, an auto insurance utopia. Well, it can save you hundreds by being the one-stop place to compare Progressive's rates to those of other top companies. What's more, if you have any questions, we offer live phone support 24/7. And if you'd like to picture us with soap opera good looks, then go right ahead. What else would you expect in Utopia? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Rose, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
This is football champion Michael Strahan. Getting my body in peak performance takes hours of training each day, but it only takes 15 seconds to make sure my skin performs its best with new Vaseline Men Fast Absorbing Lotion. Vaseline Men strengthens my skin by making it healthier for more resiliency. Log on to StrongerSkin.com for video footage of what else I do to perform my best and a chance to win the ultimate sports performance package and weekly prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See www.StrongerSkin.com for rules.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Rental Yard Good Time Headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
The same technology just used at the Olympics to support and promote healing in world-class athletes is available in Central Nebraska. Dr. Carey is trained in the application of and treatment with kinesiotape, an innovative athletic tape used by Olympians as well as the rest of us that both supports and promotes the natural healing process. Kinesiotape is like another layer of skin, flexible, long-lasting, and effective. To find out if kinesiotape is right for your condition, see Dr. Carey at Carey Chiropractic. Get back in the game. Call Dr. Carey today, 308-398-2255.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures up around 61 with southeast winds developing at 5 to 15. Tonight skies will become partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunder shower possible. Lows stay around 40 with a south wind of 5 to 10. On Friday we'll see a high of 65. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 45.
Chris Berman had to lose more than 22 pounds, didn't he? On Nutrisystem?
140 ribs.
I can't believe they haven't sent you an endorsement deal.
No, he lost 41.
Ah, there you go. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation's NFL Power Rankings coming up. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to qualify for the Doug and Daddy's second ever Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway from ESPN Radio and Cunningham's Journal, where you head to Denver, December 7th. Tickets, hotels, spending cash. We'll have the drawing at the end of the month, at the end of November. The game's December 7th. tickets, hotel, spending cash, and, of course, you get a chance to get five registrations. You go in and watch either Sunday or Monday night football at Cunningham's. You get one registration with the order of a Coors Light or a Miller Lite.
Woo-hoo!
Plus, they're giving away a 42-inch LCD HDTV, Frosty Fridge Recliner. Weekly prizes include tailgate chairs, T-shirts, gift certificates, and a whole lot more. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Should we do this on the air?
No. 1-888-455, because we want to do your power rankings, and we got stuff to do. 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy, the trivia question is, do you want me to do it, or you got it?
I got it.
All right.
This week, well, since we're doing NFL power rankings, we thought it should come from the NFL. This week, Dallas traded a first, a third, a six-round draft pick for Roy Williams. Where'd Roy Williams go to college?
Roy Williams, the receiver. Now Dallas Cowboy, where'd he go to college? 1-888-455-ESPN. It's time for our NFL power rankings, Daddy. I'm going to admit, I'm just throwing a dart at a wall this week. I'm throwing a dart at a wall.
All right, well, I didn't throw darts at walls. I studied this very diligently, and I come up with this. Number 10, I've got the Arizona Cardinals entering at 4-2. You know what? Brenda's husband needs a bye week to get healthy. Bresden showing the Cards now have a 1-2-3 punch at wide receiver. They enter the top 10 at 10. At number 9, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They sit at 3-3. Did you know that three of their next five are at home in their two road games? Cincinnati and Detroit. This is a team that could stack up some wins here. At number 8, San Diego Superchargers. People still think the Chargers are the best in the AFC. After the next two games are done, that will end a stretch of five of the last seven on the road.
Well, they have to go to London.
Yeah.
London.
Exactly right.
I'm with you. When I have them in my top ten, this is one of those teams that I think the theme is, you know they're better than their record. And New England absolutely spoiled us last year with the undefeated run. Indianapolis has been so good. We've seen so many 14-2s, 13-3s. We're not going to see that much this year. We do have a winner in our Cunningham's giveaway we'll get to in just a minute, but we do have a winner. It was Texas, by the way.
Number 7 team, I've got Derek's Buffalo Bills. Edwards back and should be ready to roll. This just in, Roscoe Parrish been walking around those torn thumb ligaments. He's been carrying around a Nerf football, getting that ready to go. Strengthening his thumb, he should be ready to go. Number 6, Denver Broncos. They're looking to win their 400th game overall on Monday Night Football at New England. At number 5, I've got our Dallas Cowboys. They've lost the last 2 out of 3. They've allowed 23.5 points per game. Second most penalized team. Are there any positives right now? Oh, yeah, we got Roy Williams. We'll see if that matters. Number 4, I dropped the New York Giants at 4-1. The 8-game win streak ends. The road winning streak ends at 11, on and on and on. I've got them at number 4. Number 3, I've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I raised them from number 8, and I looked at them for a long time. They set the tone with defense and special teams. Right now, they're getting it done, and I think they are. John Gruden's got a group 4-2 right now, playing awfully good football. Number 2, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh,
they're off
God.
The bye week. Willie Parker's back.
No, he's not. He hurt himself yesterday. He is probably not going to play Sunday.
Oh, that's great news.
Cincinnati. I'm letting you know. I've got him on two fantasy teams. I know, geek, but whatever. That's the deal. Yeah, Willie Parker probably not going to play Sunday.
Great.
At Cincinnati, where he could rack up some yards.
4-1. I've got them as number 2 and number 1. Of course, the Tennessee Titans, 5-0. They're the only unbeaten team left. They're off a bye week to face Brody Croyle.
And you, being the czar of knowledge in the NFL, and I had to tell you that. So mine are the best rankings ever? Here we go. Chicago Bears are one of those teams that are better than their record, but they lost to Atlanta, so they're out. I have the Denver Broncos at number 10. Remember, this is a 3-3 football team, not a 4-2 football team. At number 9, laugh at me at the beginning of the season. Well, laugh at me now. The 4-2 Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons at number 9. Why not? Number 8, the Buffalo Bills. Number 7, the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona beat Buffalo. I dropped Washington all the way out because I don't like the Redskins. That's right. I don't like them. They're out. 10, Denver. 9, Atlanta. 8, Buffalo. 7, Arizona. Tampa Bay, I put them at 6. San Diego at 5. What do you do with this team? We all know they're better than their record. Pittsburgh Steelers at number 4. The New York Football Giants at number 3. Uh-oh. I can hear the screaming. I can hear the yelling. Did he really keep the Dallas Cowboys at number one? Or will he make the Tennessee Titans the best team in the NFL? Remember, it is our poll question. You can weigh in. Everybody's getting votes at ESPNSuperstation.com. At number two, because of the injury situation, the Dallas Cowboys. And at number one, give respect to the unbeaten Tennessee Titans, but I'm here to tell you right now, watch out. They're going to Kansas City, and Kansas City can only win at home. And in a low-scoring game, they should be able to give Tennessee all they want on Sunday. Those are the NFL power rankings.
You can go back and forth. I didn't know what to do with Tampa Bay. I think they're playing that good of football, though.
Well, it's hard to tell, Daddy. Washington 4-2 I don't have in there. Chicago, Minnesota, Green Bay are all 3-3. Somebody's got to win that division. Carolina's a good football team at 4-2. What do you do with them? New England, they got thumped by San Diego. Take them out. The Jets are 3-2. You know, they're supposed to win this week, but they're the only East Coast team going west against the Raiders, who I think right now are the worst team in the NFL after what they did last week. They're just horrid. And then, you know, as you mentioned, Tennessee, we don't have Indy in there. Well, maybe we should have had Indy in there. Impressive win over Baltimore. But I didn't put Jacksonville in either. Then you've got Denver, San Diego. There's going to be an interesting weekend of NFL football. A couple other things we want to touch on before we get out of here. I said I'd give you a little look at the D1 wildcard points. Franklin and Burwell tied for the number one spot. Overton and Garden County tied for the 15th hole. So right now, Overton would play one of those teams. The number three seed, Maxwell. Number four seed, Hemingford. Clearwater Orchard would be fifth. Eustis Farnham, sixth. Elwood, seventh. Eighth would be Axtell. Ninth, Medicine Valley. Followed by Silver Lake. And then Layton and Kennesaw are the 11-12 teams. Juanita, Palisade, and Bertrand are the 13 and 14 teams at this point. We also mentioned UNK volleyball team ranked seventh in the country, tied for seventh. Well, in the rankings that determine the seeding for the Division II tournament, the Lopers are ranked fourth in the Central Region. It's the first year the RMAC is paired with the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference in the Central Region. The RMAC is part of the Southwest Region in the past. They would be number one and be hosting a regional. But instead, UNK, who's won 21 straight matches, is ranked behind defending national champion Concordia St. Paul, Southwest Minnesota State, and Augustana, who's 15-6. Give me a break. And the Lopers have Wayne State fifth. UNK plays at the Wildcats next Wednesday. Lopers are in action tonight at Adams State.
Cool. Yeah, it's about what. When I said fifth early, I really had no idea, but I knew they were getting jobs somehow, some way.
Hey, we want to thank Stan Whistle, head football coach at Elm Creek, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They get ready for a battle of unbeaten with Kearney Catholic tomorrow on Power 99 FM. Want to thank Overton coach Glenn Snodgrass, as he was selected to be an assistant for the 2009 Shrine Bowl under Jeff Gross, the head coach at McCook. Also, Luke Gideon, a buddy of ours from Burwell, he will be an assistant coach on the North squad. So congratulations to both of them. NFL Power Rankings tomorrow, kind of wide open. Daddy joins us from Vegas with his NFL and college selections. If you don't join us, don't bother coming back Monday.
Oh, don't worry, I'm coming back Tuesday.
Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em also tomorrow, among some special guests as well.
Hey, enjoy everybody's weekend as I'll visit with you on tomorrow's program live from out west, City of Lights. I'll see you then. Enjoy the day. ESPN Radio, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.